Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A series of weak weather fronts and a persistent flow of moisture off the Atlantic Ocean will generate some gray, wet days for the start of the week in the Northeast. Cloudy skies, light rain, drizzle, and cool autumn temperatures will dominate the forecast in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and a bit of heavier rain up towards Boston and New England. We'll also see some clearing and sunshine by Wednesday into Thursday and Friday, with temperatures fall-like in the 60s. Down south, the threat of thunderstorms will persist through the week, with temperatures in the 70s, heavier thunderstorms possible in the Midwest, with up to 3 inches of rain in St. Louis. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I think the big takeaway is going to be the cold weather, and I think it is going to be cold, and I think it's going to be, with the exception of the Southwest, it should be a pretty cold winter, and that's pretty concerning to us because the price of fuel has gone up so high. So we want to help people prepare, both in the book and also on our website, which is farmersalmanac.com, and get people ready for the winter, however they're going to handle it.
What am I supposed to do? There's nothing I can do. And isn't it amazing? We're going to have the coldest winter imaginable. But, you know, we're suffering through global warming. Global warming. And yet we're going to have, like, the coldest winter ever, according to the prestigious Farmer Almanac. It's amazing. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Hello. You know, I sit there all week figuring out, well, what the heck am I going to talk about this weekend? What am I going to share? And the first thing I share about right about now is the horror of the corn maze. There is no greater horror to an adult with dress shoes than the corn maze. Yeah, I know. I don't know what that's about. I have no idea why my computer keeps making that noise, but there we are. There's the corn maze. You go to a guy's pumpkin patch and his apple orchard, and he charges you to pick the apples, pick the pumpkins, and walk through a corn maze. Now, why are you walking through the corn maze? Because your 10-year-old wants you to walk through a corn maze. Your 10-year-old thinks it's a good idea to get lost in 42-degree weather in the middle of nowhere with the wind coming in. This is why they invented cell phones. Cell phones were invented so that you and I would be able to get out of the corn maze, but it's a terrifying experience. No one should have to do it. And then once we're done with the corn maze, what happens then? We take our corn, our apples, our pumpkins, and we have them weighed. And by having them weighed, we're then charged extra beyond the price of admission for this joyful experience. I've never understood the appeal of this. I'm not an outdoorsy enough guy. All I know is that my expensive dress shoes get mud on them, and it's no fun. It's no fun. And the kids always immediately forget that they really didn't have that good a time, so they want to do it again the next year. There's so many things like that that kids forget that they didn't really enjoy, such as the cup ride at any amusement park. They didn't really enjoy the cup ride. Or the bumper cars. They think the bumper cars are a great idea because then they get to drive like you and me. But they really don't get to drive like you and me. Things that kids think are great but are really not that great. And then Halloween night, when grown-ups become idiots and dress up for Halloween. Here's my law. If you're over the age of 18, or you're not trying to impress a beautiful woman or a handsome guy, you are not allowed to dress up for Halloween. You look like an idiot. Let me assure you, you look like an idiot if you dress up for Halloween, because inevitably, a grown-up who's dressed up for Halloween is also a little drunk. a little drunk is not a good look on anybody. Then you put on the Dracula outfit or the Teletubby outfit, which is probably your normal look, and you don't look that good. Nothing is working for you in that situation at all. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-9258. It's such a joy to be with you on this beautiful weekend. It was a beautiful weekend through most of the country. You and I get to share this time together. And that is a great privilege. 888-688-9258. I had something to talk to you about because I got 3 hours to go. And I know there was something I had to talk to you about. Where did this go? Why have I lost this already? I will find it in just seconds. Now, tonight we have drive-through brew. We have the adventures of a beer barn where you drive into the house, they put beer in your car, and you go home. It is the greatest invention ever. And then Vic Ferrari has true cop stories. He's a New York City detective. He's retired as a New York City detective, and he shares the adventures of being a New York City detective with us. It's not like some guy in Georgia with the Green River murders. Not one of those very serious podcasts where everybody's very serious and they're very earnest and they completely don't seem to understand that what they're saying is unbelievably boring. And then, you know, how in many cities now, the right thing to do is respect all forms of diversity. But where did this start? I'll tell you where it started. It started about 15 years ago in New York City, where Mayor Bloomberg was the mayor. And the Puerto Rican Day Parade was about to happen. To acknowledge and celebrate the Puerto Rican Day Parade, most retailers in New York City did the following. They would pull down the rolled steel door to cover up their windows, their door, to block the public from getting anywhere near their store. They would do it casually. They didn't make a big statement. They just did it on that Sunday. They rolled down the rolled steel door to protect their business. And Mayor Bloomberg said, please don't do that. Please don't pull down the rolled steel door on the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You will offend the participants of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And that, my friend, is where it started. My name is Walter M. Sterling, and I love being with you. My number is 888-688-9258, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story how things can go incredibly wrong when cops begin airing their grievances to the news media. Coming up in moments on this week's episode of Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Stripper brought to high school. Performs. What could go wrong? Details later, strippers on loose, Sterling at night.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Firebug. Colorado Springs. Inside the Walmart. Two fires. Details later, people in Walmart. Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and tonight we talk about the hole in our dining room ceiling that's been there for how long?
At least 6 years.
Not that long.
It has.
Stand by.
O876, what's that? That puts you into the land of the pharaohs. The pharaohs from Giza, Egypt. The Giza Valley in Egypt. The pharaohs blessed this land 4,000 years ago. And the result is Giza cotton. Giza cotton is the greatest cotton in the world. The finest dress shirts, the finest blouses are made out of Giza cotton. And now you can sleep wrapped in Giza cotton, blessed by the pharaohs. Giza cotton comes from the Giza Plateau It feels incredible. You slip into these sheets, and you'll feel as though you have slipped into a five-star hotel on the Côte d'Azur. It's incredible. Call 800-844-0876 and talk to the MyPillow people about the Giza Dream Sheets. They come in every color you can imagine, from bright white to beige to pink to red to black. Imagine the colors that you can have in your bedroom now. 800-844-0876. This is the top quality cotton. Now, listen to me. I said to them, that's very nice. I'll be happy to promote your sheets, but you must give Sterling on Sunday Misfits a special deal. Here's the deal. The minute you say, Walter, the price drops from $89.99 to $39.99. The price drops $50 the minute you say, Walter. Get the information. Talk to a live operator there right now who would be happy to talk to you, not like your relatives. They would be happy to talk to you at 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Well, how's it going now that you're back to work? Do you still like your boss? Oh, you never liked your boss. Do you like working for somebody else? Do you like somebody who raises their eyebrow at you when you've put in less than 45 hours a week? Of course not. It's time for you, with your experience, your contacts, and your friends, to start your own business. And the name of the business is Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Your significant other does not want you to do a startup business. You don't have to. What you can do is invest in a franchise that's already successful. Social Indoor. What Social Indoor does is they install beautiful computer monitors in the finest restrooms in your franchise area. Then you go out, use your social contacts, your friends, your business contacts, and persuade them to buy advertising in that screen. SocialIndoor.com. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made by a prospectus. Get it at SocialIndoor.com.
Isn't, and he basically left it at that. So one day after roll call and the throes of this summon slowdown, he tells everybody to take a seat. He steps in front of the podium and he says, listen, there was a summons quota 25 years ago when I came on this job. There's a summons quota now, and there's going to be a summons quota for you guys to write tickets long after I'm dead. He says, this guy, and he pointed to the second floor commanding officer's office. He goes, he's looking to hurt somebody. He's going to make an example out of somebody if you guys don't get back to writing summonses. He goes, I'm not going to be the one that does it, but there's plenty of supervisors here, he goes, that will. He goes, so you guys want to roll the dice with your careers, be my guest. I'm not going to hurt you, but someone will. So in a situation like that, you shouldn't kill the messenger. He's not looking to hurt anybody. He's just telling you it is what it is. Well, somebody who was sitting there when he gave that speech decided to run to one of the major newspapers and spill his guts. And a couple of days after that, the story drops in the paper that there's a summon slowdown going on in an NYPD command, and they're not too happy about it. But what the story got wrong was it painted the sergeant as the one leading the charge, and the story indicated that he was the one threatening cops, and he was going to be the one to take retaliation if they didn't get right back to writing summonses. So this humiliated the sergeant because he was kind of caught in the crosshairs, and I remember driving him a couple of days after that happened, and he says, you know, now I'm going to have to retire. And I says, well, why is that? And he goes, you know, my kids go to school, their teachers are asking them why their father is ordering cops to write summonses. He goes, my neighbors read the papers. He goes, now they're looking at me funny. So he wound up retiring after a couple of weeks, and couple of months later, when they tried to give him a retirement plaque, he wouldn't even pick up the phone. So it was a sad way to end a good man's career. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, hello, welcome. I have so many things to talk to you about. Sometimes it's overwhelming to me, much like our president is overwhelmed by the morning. It's one of the things that's really bizarre, this is why I was hesitating before, because I wanted to get this language exactly right. My 17-year-old daughter's in a public high school, and she's in an independent study program where the kids come and go as they wish. They go to school when they want, they leave when they want, and they're fine. No, I'm not kidding. They go to school when they want, they leave when they want, they do the work that they want, and then they go home. It's not a Montessori school. If you know anything about Montessori schools, that's nonsense. This is even bigger nonsense. We get a newsletter once a week from the teacher of this IC program, and this is what he says about Halloween. Halloween. We do not plan to do anything major for Halloween at the IC. However, if you would like to dress up in a costume that is, listen, mindful of our dignity framework, we welcome you to do so. We also have some candy and games available on Halloween Friday and Halloween Monday. We have some candy and games available, but you must dress according to our dignity framework. And that's capitalized. Dignity and framework are capitalized. We don't plan to do anything major for Halloween at the IC. However, if you would like to dress up in a costume that is mindful of our dignity framework, we welcome you to do so. Well, I recall being in public school and public high school, and Halloween was a very big deal. It was a huge deal, and nobody got hurt, did they? It was fun, and it was exciting, and if you didn't feel like participating, you didn't. If you didn't want to do it, you didn't. And here's good trivia. You could win any bar bet with this. What is the least busy day at Disney World all year? The least busy day at Disney World. Your first thought would be Christmas. No, Christmas is a pretty good day at Disney World. Then maybe New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. No, those are pretty good days at Disney World. It's Halloween. Because kids want to be home on Halloween because it's the kids' holiday. It is the key holiday for kids. They want to be around other friends. They want to go trick-or-treating. And they have very specific protocol for trick-or-treating. I said to my 10-year-old, who's going out as the bride of Chucky, I said to her, do you want me to take you for Halloween? No, 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 Mommy. Mommy's going to do it. In her mind, only Mommy can take her out on Halloween. I've never taken her out on Halloween because that's just how it lives in her brain. Mommy's going to take her out. But here's this public school telling the high school kids, if you would like to dress up in a costume that is mindful of our dignity framework, we welcome you to do so. We also have some candy and games available on Halloween. I wonder what this dignity framework looks like. Let me just see if very quickly I can find the dignity framework for this school. Because I have never heard of that. Have you? I've never heard of that. Dignity model. The dignity model provides a framework for understanding how the experience of dignity can help strengthen relationships, resolve conflicts, or make organizations more successful. And how violations of dignity inevitably damage relationships, incite conflicts, or undermine organizational cultures. Well, let me tell you what happens when you undermine. How can a dignity framework create more equity in school? There we go. Here we go. These two clans have dedicated their work towards creating and defining what have been termed dignity framework. Oh, my God. This is a whole industry of dignity framework. Let's see what this says here. Look at these tools. Wow. Their book is called Belonging Through a Culture of Dignity. Belonging Through a Culture of Dignity, the Keys to Successful Equity Implementation. Last year they spoke and... My thought partner, oh my God, he is a thought partner. He doesn't have a writing partner. He's a thought partner. We've been busy developing a dignity framework for educational equity. Through dignity, we think we can provide a frame that helps make educational equity initiatives for schools and districts more successful. Let me tell you what would make schools more successful. I have three kids. I will tell you exactly what will make those schools more successful and solve all inequity issues. We're going to teach you how to read, write, do math, and get into college. And we're going to grade all of you equally. That will be our equity. If you do superior work, you get an A. If you do a little less superior work, you get a B. If you do average work, you get a C. Everybody gets graded the same way, equally. That is equity. That is how it's got to work. Otherwise, they get out into the workforce, and they don't know how to do anything. They don't have a clue. That is equity framework. Dignity. Dignity through hard work. Dignity through doing the job, through getting the homework done on time, getting the assignments done on time. I was shocked, to learn that my kids can negotiate their deadlines. Can you imagine that? Negotiating their deadlines? Well, I can't get it done till Friday. That's insane. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For the American West, with pleasant temperatures, lots of sunshine, and a bit breezy at times in both Sacramento and Las Vegas, with temperatures in the lower 70s. Up in the Pacific Northwest, the rain train has begun, with bouts of rain showers from the Alaskan Panhandle in towns of Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau, down through Seattle, Portland, and Medford, Oregon, up to the high country of Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Montana. It's snow, with about a half a foot common, over a foot and a half in the highest elevations. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I am and always will be J.J. Wilson with the latest edition of Drive Through Brew. Now, you see, once a year, the manager of the drive through must evaluate the performance of his marginally skilled employee, young Jake. But what would happen if Jake were given a chance to evaluate the manager? Oh, let's listen.
Jake, could I see you for a moment?
What'd I do wrong this time?
Nothing. In fact, your work has been superb lately.
Really? Something smells fishy.
Well, actually, I do need a small favor. HR at headquarters has a new policy, and they want you to evaluate my performance.
Me? Evaluate you?
Exactly. You're supposed to fill out this form.
Wow, let me see that. So if I gave you really bad marks, you'd get fired.
Well, I was hoping you'd be kind and give me good marks.
Where's a pen? Supervisor welcomes suggestions from his staff. That would be strong disagree.
Wait.
Supervisor provides fair compensation. Absolutely. Strong disagree.
Jake, please.
Supervisor offers opportunities for meaningful advancement. Right. Fat chance.
Jake, you're killing me.
Hi. I'm just funning with you, Mr. Manager. I ain't marking nothing. I'm gonna give you good scores on everything.
You are?
If I could just take Friday off.
Of course.
And Monday, too.
Of course.
This is shameful. But nevertheless, listen next time when the HR lady phones the manager and says,
I see you got perfect scores. By any chance, you didn't bribe your employee, did you?
And the manager replies,
me? Bribe? I love your sense of humor. No wonder you're so popular in the company.
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Word Car speaking.
Through a Hardee's drive through. We pull around the back and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive through. They take the order. We pull up and she says, pull ahead. You know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks, like, a little ways in front of us, and I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
You're lost in a giant cornfield maze. You don't know which way to turn. Darkness is falling. Who are you going to call? 911.
I'm really scared. It's really dark, and we got a three-week-old baby with us.
Relax. Calm down. Your husband's with you, right?
Yes, but my baby.
You'd think she was being stalked by the corn. A Massachusetts woman, her husband, and two kids got lost and called Danvers police an hour after the 6 p.m. closing time at the Connors Farm maze. And we all know from the movies how spooky cornfields can get, especially after dark. When you fall into the clutches of demonic corn. Actually, the killer corn wasn't attacking, but
the mosquitoes eating us alive.
Some folks celebrate getting lost.
We're at the field, we're ready to start. Getting lost is the greatest part.
Oh, yeah?
We thought this would be fun. Instead, it's a nightmare.
Can I talk to your husband?
The dispatcher told the man to yell to the canine unit that was arriving at the maze to look for the lost family.
Say hello, canine.
Hello, canine!
At one point, the lost dad took the dispatcher so literally, he even repeated the say.
Say it again so he can eat, because he can't see you. So say hello, canine.
Hello, canine!
Hello, canine! Hello, canine! It took a total of at least 10 hello, canines.
Hello, canine! Hello, canine!
Keep going, sir. Give us something.
Hello, Kevin! Hello, Kevin!
Finally, towards the end of the 7.5-minute call,
we see light.
The canine unit officer said he found the family about 25 feet from the entrance. If they get this lost in a corn maze, next thing you know, they'll be calling 911 from the maze at IKEA. The manager of the farm offered the couple free tickets to come back again.
They didn't answer, but their faces went,
never again.
Never again in a haunted corn maze. So what does teaching and coaching with dignity and a dignity framework mean? For a description of what a dignity framework looks like, the authors have divided work with that individuals and organizations have to accomplish into four capacities. And four indicators that the work is succeeding. The capacities include listening, empathy, openness, and patience. In order to measure whether these capacities are succeeding, there are four indicators that felt by experiencing the initiatives, which are fairness, acceptance, validation, and appreciation. Finally, to round out the framework, the authors have four standards of dignity for which the work is founded upon, which are building partnerships, repairing harm and restoring relationships, affirming differences and uniqueness, presuming competence, and positive intent. Presuming competence. The deal is that in work situations, we are supposed to presume competence. And a positive intent, affirming differences and uniqueness, repairing harm and restoring relationships. This is not how it works in the real world. The way it works in the real world is the following. Somebody's out to get you. If you imagine you're in a workplace where there's more than one employee, and you think somebody's out to get you, they are. The question is, how soon are you going to recognize it, and how much initiative are you going to take to get rid of your opponent? Because at the high-stakes game of corporate work or even entrepreneurial work, somebody's out to get you. Remember that Nikola Tesla worked for Thomas Edison, and Thomas Edison left Nikola Tesla bankrupt. Did everything he could to steal every idea and left him digging a ditch. No, really, left him digging a ditch. Left him digging a ditch. He let Tesla come into his labs, worked with him, stole his ideas, and then left him digging a ditch. Tesla, a far superior inventor, far more creative inventor, but not a very smart businessman, and not a very smart competitor in the workplace, and not very good with bankers. It would seem to be successful in almost any corporate situation. You have to be good with bankers or people who smell like bankers, and you have to spot your enemy quickly and vanquish them. This is what they don't teach you in business school. It goes to a long list of things they don't teach you in business school. For example, it is astonishing to me that most people do not know that when you go to an airport and the sign says departures, do not go to departures. There's always a big line of people. The traffic's worse. The cops are all over the place. No, no. You go to arrivals. Even if you have to go around the airport again, you go down to arrivals where there's nobody. You leave. You get on the escalator that goes up one flight to the departure desks, and you're home free. They don't teach that. No business school teaches that, but that's really what you need to know in life, isn't it? Where, how, what is the fastest way to get on an airplane? That's what you need to know. What's the fastest way to get out of an airplane? This joker at American Airlines has announced that he's getting rid of first class. Did you hear that? He's getting rid of first class, and he's replacing it with all business class because, quote, nobody's buying first class, but they're buying business class, which shows you that he lacks a profound understanding of corporate expenses, of what things get reimbursed and what things do not. He also doesn't understand some other things about the people who do fly first class and how much tolerance they're going to have for this, which is next to none. And you and I will share that coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Stripper brought to high school performs. What could go wrong? Details later. Strippers on loose. Sterling at night.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Firebug, Colorado Springs, inside the Walmart. Two fires. Details later, people of Walmart. Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and tonight we talk about the hole in our dining room ceiling that's been there for how long?
At least 6 years.
Not that long.
It has.
Stand by.
So how's that going? You need a plumber to clean out the basement, a lawyer to clean up your messes, a IT person to make your website look good. All of these things are done by experts. I hope you're not still doing your own advertising, because there are great experts to do your advertising. Online, offline, on the radio, there are experts to do your advertising. You shouldn't be doing it. You should stick to what you know. Stick to what you know. Advertising should be done by the best ad agency I know, which is Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. This is not a Beverly Hills or Brooklyn company or Boston company. This is a solid Midwest firm based in Minnesota. It's based in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. They don't waste money on fancy buffets, on crudités. They invest the money in information for you so that they can build an ad campaign right for your business. They have one goal, to bring more dollars to your door, more dollars to your door. Trust me, go to an expert who has no interest except to put dollars at your door and feet on your floor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Oh my gosh. Dan in Wisconsin at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Dan is taking advantage of the fact that this show is live. It is live coast to coast from WLOB in Maine. to KFBK in Sacramento. Can you believe that? Can you imagine all of the executives who had to look the other way and say, well, we'll put it on anyway. Maybe no one will catch us. Dan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Dan. Dan disconnected. His one opportunity for national fame. His one opportunity to express his feelings and deep thoughts coast to coast, and he hung up. He's not going to get another chance. Speaking of which, Jim Bohannon, 30 years great talk show host, replaced Larry King like 30 years ago, a gentleman, he often asked that I substitute for him when he'd go on vacation and he'd take some time off. And I filled on his show many times. And the one thing I did on his show that I was very careful to do was always to express my deep admiration for him. I always explained on the air that I think he was a great host, and I do, and that I admired him, and I did. And I also felt ridiculous because Jim has one of these voices, you know. He has a radio voice. He has a very big voice. And I always sound like a cartoon next to Jim. But what a gracious man. Every time I got off, he'd send me an email thanking me and saying, you know, I told management, I always want you to fill in. I always want you to be the guy. Last Friday was his last network radio show. And I hope it's not his last radio show. I hope he comes out of retirement soon. But he was very gracious in thanking all the people he felt were helpful to him, and he was kind enough to mention me. And that was a good day. Jim Bohannon, that was a good day. So thank you, Jim Bohannon. I appreciate it. You and I are talking about the insanity of adults going out trick-or-treating. And now somehow or another, Halloween has become a very big deal in public schools. We're not going to do anything big for Halloween. We'll have some candy around if anybody wants it. That was the letter. That was the bulletin that my public school kid, who's a senior in high school, got from her high school teacher. We're not going to do anything big. If you feel like dressing up, as long as it meets our standards for nonsense, we'll be happy to see you dressed up. Oh, my God. Halloween used to be the ultimate kid holiday. It was the Kid World Series. It was embraced and celebrated, and every classroom decorated for it. Every classroom had pageants. People would cut pumpkins at school. I don't know when it became not such a big deal or why. And you know what? I don't care, because it's wrong. It's a goofy holiday. It's a Hallmark holiday. It doesn't have any satanic roots. It has no other issues attached to it other than the fact that it had, you know, Charlie Brown's Halloween. That's about the extent of it. Charlie Brown's Halloween. And this year it has become, you know, at the White House, they're not going to be celebrating Halloween. What? What? It's, but I bet they'll do the Easter egg roll. I'll bet you they do that. And I'll bet you they put up 18 Christmas trees and a menorah over in the corner. And they'll have celebrities come in and sing Christmas carols to the first family. But they're not going to do Halloween. Crazy. Now, we got three pumpkins, and I think we need four because there are four of us. The fifth one's at school at Syracuse University. She's at school. But this is a warm, nice, dumb holiday where you have an excuse to eat sugary treats and pumpkin pie, because everybody secretly likes pumpkin pie, but very few admit it. You know, pumpkin pie is ridiculously easy to make. You might as well make it and enjoy it. Coming up tonight, we have more Florida stories. There's no other show like this. We have a message, a secret message, which you'll need the decoder for as a Midnight Misfit. Now, if you don't have your Midnight Misfit decoder, you get it by going to Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And you can print it right out. And then when I give out the secret message at 12:09 tonight or 9:09 West Coast time, you will know what the secret message is. You can only decode it using the Midnight Misfit decoder. Oh, and finally, The Midnight Misfit podcasts are active and up again. We have made over 200 Midnight Misfit podcasts that include most episodes of The Usual Edition. That's right, The Usual Edition. And many parts of our show that we don't normally get to and that I can't say on the air because, you know, God forbid the police come. And I'm just talking about the correctness police. But they're there, and it's called Midnight, M-I-D-N-I-T-E, Midnight Misfits. If I spelled it correctly, it wouldn't make any sense because this is a misfit show. You and I are together tonight in our 18-wheeler driving across Route 80 on 81, up and down I-4 in Florida, up and down I-5 in California, and the 101. If you're looking for traffic, look no further than the 101. It's right there for you. And the 401 and the 450, everything you could imagine on the coasts is available here. And we stop into the big truck stops, and we look at the models of trucks. That's what guys like to do. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday.
From Miami to Mendocino, this is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A series of weak weather fronts and a persistent flow of moisture off the Atlantic Ocean will generate some gray, wet days for the start of the week in the Northeast. Cloudy skies, light rain, drizzle, and cool autumn temperatures will dominate the forecast in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and a bit of heavier rain up towards Boston and New England. We'll also see some clearing and sunshine by Wednesday into Thursday and Friday, with temperatures fall-like in the 60s. Down south, the threat of thunderstorms will persist through the week, with temperatures in the 70s, heavier thunderstorms possible in the Midwest, with up to 3 inches of rain in St. Louis. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I think the big takeaway is going to be the cold weather, and I think it is going to be cold, and I think it's going to be, with the exception of the Southwest, it should be a pretty cold winter, and that's pretty concerning to us because the price of fuel has gone up so high. So we want to help people prepare both in the book and also on our website, which is farmersalmanac.com, and get people ready for the winter, however they're going to handle it.
Did you hear the news at American Airlines, which to any business flyer is truly shocking news?
American Airlines is dropping first-class cabins in all of its international flights. The CEO says the first class will not exist because customers aren't buying it. Instead, the airline will replace them with business class seats that are selling.
Well, that's a mistake.
American Airlines is dropping first-class cabins in all of its international flights. The CEO says the first class will not exist because customers aren't buying it. Instead, the airline will replace them with business class seats that are selling.
Well, let me help you. If you pay the going rate for a first class seat internationally, you're looking at starting at about $8,000. $8,000. More if you're going to Australia. That could be as much as $35,000. No, really. Now, if you have flown for any length of time, let's say 10 years, and you think back about what it was like when you first started flying, what first class was like when you first started flying versus today, let me share with you what it was like 10 years ago in first class. Here you go. You get on the plane first. You'd be ushered onto the plane first. You sat down, and the minute you sat down, a flight attendant, and it was always the better flight attendants, would say, "What would you like to drink?" And if you said, "I'd like to have a Bloody Mary or a vodka and orange juice," she would sneak you three little bottles of airline gin or vodka. Three. You'd be smuggled three little bottles of booze. And that was for her protection, too. It shut you up. It means that in about 30 minutes, you'd be drunk and quiet, or in a morning flight, you'd be asleep. Sorry, I'm about to die. So you got your drink, you sat down, and then the next thing is she would come by with a cart of newspapers, often newspapers from around the world. You'd be handed, you know, Paris Match and the London Times and the New York Times, the New York Post, the sacred New York Post. You'd be given a choice of about five or six different newspapers. Sit there with the newspaper. When was the last time you saw a newspaper handed out in any section of an airplane? It's been a long time. Then, sorry, then, I know this is just terrible decor, decorum. Then she would hand you a hot towel. You'd wipe off with the hot towel so you felt good. You felt refreshed. Now, what had happened in the 15 minutes? You'd been handed a drink, coffee or alcohol, a fresh newspaper, and a hot towel. Then you'd be handed a menu with choices of food, three different choices of food. You'd get a Japanese-style breakfast or an American-style breakfast or a fat guy American-style breakfast with meat and eggs. It was a very serious breakfast. That would happen in the first half hour you were on first class on American Airlines. On American Airlines. It was an event. That's why frequent flyers would fight to get upgraded to first. The dilemma was that almost no position at any corporation or in any business would pay for first class. They pay for business. The reason people are, quote, willing to pay for business, idiot, is because their companies will reimburse
them. American Airlines is dropping first-class cabins in all of its international flights. The CEO says the first class will not exist because customers aren't buying it. Instead, the airline will replace them with business class seats that are selling.
Yeah, and then what's going to happen is they're going to slowly but surely, over the course of 18 months, raise the price of those business class seats, make the prices go up and up and up. That's what they're going to do. But no company's going to reimburse first class unless you're the chairman of the company. And then if you're really smart and you're the chairman, you fly coach. When I was at ABC, when that was ABC and not Disney or Cap Cities or whatever owns it now, when it was the American Broadcasting Company, owned by the founder, Leonard Goldenson. The founder of ABC, Leonard Goldenson, a brilliant, kind man. Whenever he flew coach. And the worst thing that could happen to you is you'd get on a plane, you'd gotten upgraded, you begged and fought for the upgrade. You get on the airplane, you're going to first class, and there you see in the middle of the middle of the middle seat in coach, you'd see Leonard Goldenson. Setting an example that you wanted to ignore because you were suffering. You were suffering with that flight. But Leonard Goldenson, chairman of ABC, he would sit in coach. He always sat in coach. The really idiotic chairman and CEOs of any of these companies are the ones who have their own planes or share their own private jets. Good for you, bad example, and the first thing to go. The first thing to go, and anybody's going to clean up that company, is to get rid of those private jets. There's no need for the private jets. But there it is. This clown is going to get rid of first class. Now, that's going to cause some big problems. Many people who fly these airlines often have racked up frequent flyer points, and the only reason they have them is to be upgraded to first, especially like you're in a busy hub for American Airlines like Dallas. Dallas is a very busy hub. You are not going to get upgraded if you're based in Dallas unless you have been there for 20 years and you have 2 million miles. Then you might get upgraded. Whereas if you're in Charlotte, you'll get upgraded by saying hello. I used to get upgraded this way. I used to get upgraded all the time. It was very simple. I would look at the ticket agent. I'd look at the person checking you in at the gate. I'd look at them straight in the eye, and I'd make sure there was nobody else around me. it's very important that there be nobody else around me, I'd say, would you like yogurt? What toppings would you like on your yogurt? Or can I get you a cup of coffee? The offer of food to somebody who is stuck behind a desk and can't move works every time. Here was a senior Delta guy who told me to sit down. I sat down. And now they let Section 10 get on. And then 8, 7, 6, 5. Every section was getting on. And now, in this very large waiting area, in front of the gate, I was sitting there alone. And I thought he was going to put me on the do not fly list. I thought he was going to tell me to go home, that you weren't going anywhere, buddy. I've heard it all, and I've seen it all. And you're not going anywhere. That's what I thought was going to happen. What happened? He came from around the desk. He didn't motion me to the desk. He came from around the desk. He looked at me. He handed me my boarding pass, and it said 1B. 1B. And then he said, that old and tired line will work every time.
There's a great document called the Archdiaconate Protocol, where basically the church goes door to door to every church and asks parishioners, do you have any problems? And a lot of the parishioners in Prague say that they have problems specifically with sex and their priests. What kind of problems? Well, we've got priests who are living openly with concubines. There's one priest who is operating a brothel out of his own house that includes about 4 different women. There's a priest who sees a sex worker very, very regularly. And when he's confronted about it by the church, he says, well, yes, I see a sex worker, but I always pay her right away and make her leave immediately after. But probably my very favorite priest from Prague is one who gets caught in a brothel and wants to run away before he gets arrested. So he lights out of the house completely naked and runs down the streets of Prague, where all his parishioners see him.
It's the best show you will ever hear. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Stripper brought to high school. Performs. What could go wrong? Details later. Strippers on loose. Sterling at night.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Firebug. Colorado Springs. Inside the Walmart. 2 fires. Details later, people in Walmart. Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and tonight we talk about the hole in our dining room ceiling that's been there for how long?
At least 6 years.
Not that long.
It has.
Stand by.
I'll bet you're tired of working for the man, of working for somebody else. Somebody who doesn't deserve their job. Aren't you sick of working in a company where the boss doesn't deserve their job? You deserve their job. Of course you do. But you're not going to get it there. You are only going to get it as if you work for yourself. And that's thanks to Social Indoor. Social Indoor is a franchise company that allows you to invest in you. You get a territory. You select the territory. And in that territory, Social Indoor will install beautiful computer monitors in the best restrooms in the territory. And then, this is the cool part, you go out, tap your friends, tap your business associates, and say, listen, I have this incredible foot traffic in these great restrooms around the city, and we will put your message on the computer screen. You handle the business, you get the money. Socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made by a prospectus. Get it at socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
The holidays are coming up. There's a horror thought for you. You're going to go someplace for Thanksgiving. Are you going to show up empty-handed? Are you going to show up like the losers who come up with a coffee cake? At Thanksgiving, nobody wants more food. They want a real hardcore gift. And the best gift you can give at this time of the year is cozy sheets made of Giza cotton, the finest cotton in the world, from MyPillow. Get the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. They are available to you at 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. and $50 comes off that price. Goes from $89.95 to $39.95 just by saying, Walter, right now, I mean right now, not tomorrow morning. Don't waste till tomorrow morning. Right now, if you call 800-844-0876, you will talk to a live human being who will be thrilled to hear from you. And you will finally have somebody to talk to on Sunday night besides me. They will share with you information about the Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets are made of Giza cotton, the finest cotton in the world. But what I like about these sheets best, you can't imagine the colors that are available. If your kid's going back to school, you give her a set of black sheets, and suddenly she will be cool. You're going to your great aunt's, you bring a set of beige sheets. Regardless, the minute they touch these five-star sheets, they will know you are a quality person, and you think they are a quality person. Call 800-844-0876. Call them, talk to them, get the right sheets for you. They come in a variety of sizes, an amazing array of colors, but the best part is it's made of Giza cotton. Say my name, Walter, and $50 comes off the price, only for Midnight Misfits. 800-844-0876.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Quentin Hines, former NFL player with the New England Patriots. He played with the GOAT, TB12, Tom Brady. Well, Quentin Hines, he's all about recruiting people to play football. So made a visit to Macomb High School in Michigan. And how this man encouraged young men to join the football ranks, he brought a stripper. Yes, every high school wants a stripper brought in, for the most part, if they're a man dressed like a lady. But in this case, a lady stripper, they don't want him. Yeah, it's a crazy time indeed. Quentin Hines got into a lot of Dutch with people and parents angry about an exotic dancer. She just didn't come to view the festivities just to be his friend for the day. No, she did some performing, including some erotic bending over and, you know, grinding and stuff. It happens all the time. What the heck? Helpful hint. For those of you at home, the champagne room is the champagne room. When you take the champagne room to a school, yeah, anger ensues, unfortunately. From the champagne room, this is Strippers on the Loose. I'm Vila Hool for Sterling at Night.
I'm looking at these articles about celebrities getting thrown out of hotels. Lindsay Lohan has been thrown out of a number of hotels, including Chateau Marmont, because she had a five-figure hotel bill that was not paid. Five figures. But others have trashed rooms, made too much noise. You can get thrown out of a hotel if you walk up and down the hall screaming. That can get you thrown out. You make too big a mess, that can get you thrown out. The big one is if you're in a non-smoking room, which most hotels now are now, and you smoke in the room, they're going to throw you out in 2 seconds. And then it's do not rent ever. Do not serve them forever. I got thrown out of a hotel in Beverly Hills. I got thrown out of the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. And I got thrown out of that hotel because I dyed my hair in the room. And the dye got on the shower curtain and on the bath mat. And rather than let me pay for that and fix it, they asked me to leave. They asked me to leave at like 2 p.m. In a swimming pool area that was packed. Everybody could see what was happening. There was the scary woman with the black walkie-talkie in her hand, and and she was alone. She didn't need help. I was going to leave. It was a non-issue to me. You don't want me in your hotel. I don't have to be in your hotel. But I think I have been on the do not reserve list at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills ever since. And I think that was over 20 years ago, because it was before I was married. That was over 20 years ago. And I don't think there was anything else other than the fact that I dyed my hair in that room. Because in my opinion, the best place to dye your hair yourself, and you shouldn't do it yourself, but the best place to dye your hair yourself is in a hotel room. Why mess up your bath mat? There may have been something about me being a jerk to somebody on the staff, but I have never cursed at the staff. I've never screamed at the staff, and I've never been physical in any way with any hotel worker ever. I'm not that kind of guy because I'm a wimp. I don't have the courage to be physical in any way with a hotel worker. But I was definitely asked to leave. And that was definitely embarrassing, and it was particularly troublesome because I liked the hotel. For many years, at the height of my brattiness and expense accounts, I stayed at the Beverly Wilshire in Los Angeles. And something happened at the Beverly Wilshire that they also decided they didn't like me, but they didn't tell me to stay away because I gave them a lot of business. But what I used to do at the Beverly Wilshire is I left my clothes there. Rather than lug it back and forth on American Airlines, I would leave a box of clothes there. And then when I'd check in, I'd get my clothes. I hadn't been there in a while, and I called them up and I said, would you mind shipping me my clothes? Sure, Mr. Sterling, no problem. And my girlfriend was staying with me in New York. The box arrives, there's my clothes, I open it up, and there's a pink and black teddy at the top of that pile of clothes. And it absolutely was not hers. And it was absolutely not mine. And I have no idea whose it was, but I'll tell you this. It caused the girlfriend's, all of her fears about me being on the road and living in hotels, all of them came to fruition in that moment. I said, listen, this isn't mine. I don't know whose it is. This isn't yours. Are you sure it isn't yours? Boom. It set us back many, many months. There were trust issues from that point on. Trouble with hotels. 888-688-9258. I want to hear about trouble with hotels. Nobody's had worse trouble with hotels than me. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Pleasant temperatures, lots of sunshine, and a bit breezy at times in both Sacramento and Las Vegas, with temperatures in the lower 70s. Up in the Pacific Northwest, the rain train has begun, with bouts of rain showers from the Alaskan Panhandle in towns of Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau, down through Seattle, Portland, and Medford, Oregon, up to the high country of Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Montana. It's snow, with about a half a foot common over a foot and a half in the highest elevations. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Walmart is essentially a microcosm for all that is good and all that is bad in our society. It's like its own habitat, with doors that shut with locks on. Case in point, Colorado Springs Fire Department called out to the Walmart off of 8th Street because there was not just one fire, but two fires set inside the Walmart. And both fires didn't seem to be random stuff. Arson investigators go on site. They look at the cameras. Because at Walmart, by the way, when you go in there and you want to commit some crimes, like setting a fire, shoplifting, or, you know, dancing erotically in the middle of the outdoor section, they got cameras on you. Just look up. Look around. There's cameras everywhere. Firebug arrested. Thank God no one was hurt. A minimal amount of damage at the wonderful Walmart in Colorado Springs. Let me introduce you to this feller. Now, a lot of times with firebugs, you tend to think that they're younger. Well, no, this guy was a homeless guy. Found at the New Hope Shelter. His name, David E. Harris, 43. My guess is that maybe a 5150. Or perhaps he's been arrested and released over and over again for setting some fires up. When you go to Walmart, you believe you're in a safe environment. And you should. But our societal problems are in those walls. If you see smoke, take it from me. Evacuate immediately. Don't wait around. I know those deals are tempting. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
There's all this talk about how it's going to be a very cold winter, an unusually cold winter. And I don't know how to reconcile that with the fact that there's supposed to be global warming, unless for the fact that there is, in fact, no global warming.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable
news. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder, though, is when
not,
you see...
I know we're not, because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. There is no global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions...
It's the end of an ice age. Do you remember in your weekly reader, it said we are at the end of an ice age, and it's going to get warmer every year, a little warmer every year for the next 1,000 years. This is a natural phenomenon. If you think your Chevrolet driving in traffic is heating up the atmosphere, you're crazy. And the fact is the coal-burning plants have largely been shut down and cleaned up. Pittsburgh is no longer an issue in global warming. It's a beautiful, clean city. I love Pittsburgh. In fact, if I could move anywhere to any other city, it would be Pittsburgh. Why? The air is so clean. It's not an issue. This is the goofiest thing ever. But about American Airlines, they've made this dreadful mistake of saying we're no longer going to have first class because no one's buying it. The reason no one is buying it is because nobody can get reimbursed for flying first class, with very few exceptions. But if you're the rank and file who fly a lot, you're not going to get reimbursed for first class, maybe business class. And that's what's happened. Not to mention that there's a change in culture, a shift in culture where it's just not cool to be booking in first class anymore. It's just not cool. You don't do it. But the big issue is that all of the airlines, including American Airlines, every month have diminished the differences, the points of difference between first class and business and coach. You get into a first class seat on United and on American, other than the size of the seat, you'd be hard pressed to find any particular benefits. In fact, you're better off on a new bus in Manhattan than on a first-class seat in American. Because on a new bus in Manhattan, you will get a USB charger. You will not always get a USB charger on an airline. You will not always get an AC charger on an airline. And on a bus in Manhattan, you can eat all you want. No problem. On an airline, you know, they really don't want you to bring your own food because it smells bad. And about that, why do I always get stuck next to the person with the Tupperware that when they open it, it has all of the aromas of the Middle East coming out? Every aroma of every food in the Middle East appears next to me. Why is that? I don't want that to happen anymore. Stop that. Big mistake getting rid of first class, because these are goals. This gives us something to aspire to. We're only a curtain away from the great luxury of our time. But now they have made it very, very tiny difference between first and coach. And then there's that, what, the extra legroom seats or the premium coach seats, which is like high-class strip club, the ultimate oxymoron. Premium coach seat. And then I'll sit in the premium coach seat, and I'm like, what's the difference? There's no difference here. Nothing. Also, in first class, you used to get gifts. They'd give you wings, a tie. You could get gifts from that catalog. They let you have things. You could have not only the three different menu items, the three different courses, but you could get special order. So if you were vegetarian, you'd get a beautiful, I'm not kidding, beautiful fruit plate, or you could get a kosher meal that was well prepared. All of that's gone. No more. The first thing to go was newspapers. That's the first sign of censorship. Those newspapers had to go. And then it was everything else. And now you sit in first class and there's no improvement. And the plane is just as late if you're in first class as if you're in coach. My favorite moment on American Airlines was on my honeymoon. And I used up all of my miles to get free tickets to Bora Bora. First you stop in Tahiti, then you go to Bora Bora. Listen to what happened. The flight was at 8 in the morning. And it was a struggle to get these seats. I had to talk to, like, the chairman's assistant to get these seats. And thank God my new wife looked at the tickets. Because to me, they looked exactly right. I was in 2A, she was in 2B. It was perfect. She looks at it and says, yeah, I'm in 2A and you're in 2B on two different flights. They had put us on two different flights that left an hour apart. Who was thinking there? They booked us on two different planes. Yeah, 2A and 2B, but it would be an extreme metaphysical challenge to be flying together. After the beginning of the next hour, we will have a secret message. If you have a Midnight Misfit membership card, it has a decoder section where you can decode my secret message, and all will be revealed. Blah. All will be revealed. This is Sterling on Sunday.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Hi, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and tonight we talk about the hole in our dining room ceiling that's been there for how long?
At least 6 years.
Not that long.
It has.
Stand by.
I have spent my life in the media industry, the advertising industry, the marketing industry, and you know what I know? I know that most ad agencies are full of it. They're full of buffets and a desire to win awards and incredibly overpriced outfits and Doc Martin shoes that have nothing to do with you selling product. You only have two interests. You want to move dollars to your door and feet to your floor. You have a retail store. What do you want? You want feet on the floor. You're running any type of business. What do you want? You want dollars at your door. That's not what most ad agencies want. They want to win awards. You have no interest in helping them, do you? Here's the deal. Northern Ad Agency is a top quality ad agency based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're nowhere near buffets. There are no buffets near Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not like Brooklyn or Boston, Back Bay or Beverly Hills. No. They're there to work. Northern Ad Agency wants to bring dollars to your door and feet to your floor. That's what they do. They know how to bring in business. They don't know anything else. It's run by Mike Doucette, a quality guy, and he's put together a team of people who know about Facebook, Instagram, every type of online digital experience your customers want. You want your message on the digital platforms. and you want your messages on radio. These are the two media that sell and move product. Get in touch with Mike Doucette. Do it now. Go to northernadagency.com, northernadagency.com. You don't have to be an expert in social media advertising. You don't have to be an expert in radio advertising. Northern Ad Agency has assembled a terrific team of pragmatic, tough advertising executives who know how to move your product. NorthernAdAgency.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to my club! Welcome to my club!
At 10 minutes after the next hour, and 10 minutes after the next hour, you will have a secret message for Midnight Misfits. If you want to be able to decode the secret message, go to Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show, and download the Midnight Misfit membership card. It has a decoder section on it, and you will be able to decode the secret message, no problem. Now, I want to ask you something. We have some sketches on the show, some produced bits like the drive-through brew, that lend themselves to a visual representation that are cartoons. They're audio cartoons. They would look like cartoons if you drew them. If you took these characters and brought them to life on many social media platforms. And I would like to do that. But as I recall, there is animation software that can take these characters and turn them into cartoons. I don't know what it's called, and I sure as heck don't know how to do it because what? I'm an audio guy. I'm an audio guy. I would like to find that software. I'd like to know about the software that takes audio scripts, storylines, and turns it into a cartoon. And then we could post the drive-through brew on many social media sites, and you'd have a good time. What do you think about that? Any suggestions on how to turn the drive-through brew or any one of our other produced bits into a cartoon, into an animated series? I'd really like to know how to do it. I will turn it over to experts to make it happen, but I'd like to know where to start. I have no idea where to start. Perhaps you do. Perhaps you do because you're, you know, smarter than I am. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. And I have an email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered. I was thinking about the nonsense with Halloween and about all of these new rules in schools that have nothing to do with getting smarter or going to college. Until very recently, the only purpose of a high school was to get you into a good college, was to make sure your skills were tapped to their maximum. I got my high school senior is in an independent study program in her public high school where she does not have to come to class. She doesn't have to do the work on time. This has been true through all of my kids' public school experience. They do the work when they want, and if they can't turn it in on Thursday, they say, hey, listen, I'm not going to be able to turn it in on Thursday. I'll need till Tuesday. It was my experience that turning it in at a certain time was part of the exercise. Learning how to hit things on time was part of the exercise. And it was from that discipline that kids learn executive functioning. That's the big phrase, executive functioning. Well, what executive functioning is that you've got a pile of tasks in front of you, and you know what order to put them in. What's the most important thing? And you organize your brain and your work in a specific way that leads to maximum results. Executive functioning. Well, how do you learn executive functioning? You're not born with it. You learn it by being given deadlines. And you learn how to negotiate your deadlines for yourself. You don't go in and negotiate your deadlines with your teacher. You go in and negotiate your deadlines for yourself. That's how you learn executive functioning. I never heard these phrases. I don't mean to sound like an old guy, but the fact is that a lot of this is nonsense. A lot of it is just nonsense. You have an assignment. It's due on this date. This is when you do it. Ta-da!
We have Dan Gaffney and his wife coming up. And Dan Gaffney lives in a 150-year-old house, and he has 8 children. Let's just imagine that hell. Sure enough, I was in Walmart this weekend, and there was an elderly couple. Well, they weren't that old. There was a couple, and they were going over item after item on the aisles, on the shelves, and they were arguing over, well, do we really need one this big? Do we really need the gluten-free one? And they were arguing over every item. And when I passed the man of the couple, I looked at him and I said, always shop alone, because I always shop alone. Always shop alone. That is the key to marital bliss. Never shop with your significant other. You have different styles, different goals. You want to get different things done. Always shop alone. Let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Yes, Sean, that's right. 888-688-WALT. I love being with you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A series of weak weather fronts and a persistent flow of moisture off the Atlantic Ocean will generate some gray, wet days for the start of the week in the Northeast. Cloudy skies, light rain, drizzle, and cool autumn temperatures will dominate the forecast in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and a bit of heavier rain up towards Boston and New England. We'll also see some clearing and sunshine by Wednesday into Thursday and Friday, with temperatures fall-like in the 60s. Down south, the threat of thunderstorms will persist through the week, with temperatures in the 70s, heavier thunderstorms possible in the Midwest, with up to 3 inches of rain in St. Louis. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, now coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you music from a new lesbian band, a lesbian band. You're going to hear some of their riffs and their coolness, and you'll be deeply immersed in what your daughter and your granddaughter are listening to in college, but they were denied that they know anything about it. Now, this is from the Midnight Misfit Decoder card. You get it at Walter Sterling Show. I don't know how to turn it off. I swear to God, and I don't want to hear anything about, you know, calling an expert on the radio about computer software. Shut up. Just shut up. If you want to be a misfit, you must hate forms, hate people who hand out forms, vending machines. Vending machines are evil, especially if you're working the third shift. Listen for your secret messages every week on the Sterling on Sunday show. You have to have trouble with your neighbors. Normal people don't have trouble with their neighbors either because they figure out how to be friends with them or they ignore them. You have to eat meat. No misfit is a vegetarian. You have to eat meat, excuse me, and you need to buy products at MyPillow. Nighttime is the right time. Thank you for joining. Now you finally belong to something, something. And be sure to write to me at every break, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, just like Mike Doucette does, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Here's your secret message. Are you ready? Write it down, and then you can decode it with your secret decoder card, which is available at Walter Sterling Show. Are you ready? S. J. Y. J. Percent sign. N, and the number 1. And then for good measure, 2 and the number 3. There you have it. S, K,
YY J percent sign NN and the number one. That's your secret message for tonight. I'm Walter Sterling. This is a very exciting network radio show. We are live. This isn't the retirement show. This isn't the life is good when you retire, life sucks when you retire. Financially, it doesn't matter. Unless you started saving when you were two, you're not going to have enough money. Give it up. Rely on your grandchildren. Rely on your children. Don't be ridiculous. Save money any way you can, notably by buying MyPillow products, which are the best product. This is the sort of thing that makes me insane. What's happened in the past few years is bars have shut. Used to be that people went to a bar after work. And when they went to a bar after work, they went to their peers from work. They'd have conversations that were vaguely drunk. Then they'd go home. The conversations that happened when they were vaguely drunk in a circle of friends were safe conversations because they were vaguely drunk and the people were friends. Well, now something else has happened, which has put dozens of careers at risk. It is no longer socially acceptable to go to a bar after work. Now you must go right home. When you go home, you take all your frustrations from work and you dump them on social media. Or you take all your creatives, all this creativity that's been squashed out of you, and you take it out on social media. And over and over and over again, when people do that in exercises that used to be run out at the bar, where they get it out of themselves at the bar, now they're getting it out on social media, and they're getting fired for it. Unless I am paid to populate Instagram or Facebook, unless I am paid to do that, it should have no impact on my career, none at all. It is tragic how many people on the air and radio who are modulating giant radio stations day after day after day and following FCC rules, when they get off the air, they go home, they post something stupid on Instagram, they post something on YouTube or on Facebook, and they get fired for it. But that's not what they're getting paid for. You should only get fired for things you're getting paid for. Here's this beautiful woman, truly beautiful woman, a teacher fired for posting sexy bikini-clad Instagram pictures. Yemi Elias Azeza, an educated in Colombia, with over 393,000 social media followers, was reportedly fired from her position as an instructor after her ex-school's administrators caught an eyeful of her sultry Instagram snaps. It's not just believing in you. It's about working on you, Azeza penned. The lusty pictures sent over 1,750 digital tongues wagging. In separate frames, Azeza is posed in skin-tight body cone dresses, itty-bitty bikinis, and silky lingerie. And although she said to have been a hit with her students, I bet, in the classroom, according to The Sun, the Colombian belle's saucy post proved too much for her bosses to handle. In fact, school administrators reportedly said that Zize's online image was not consistent with workplace policies, and she got fired. This is a healthy, beautiful young woman. She is dressed in swimwear. She is dressed in well-covering nightwear, in pajamas. She's not naked. She isn't holding up her beautiful breasts. She isn't spreading her legs. She's just dressed in bikinis and things you could see on any beach in Colombia. You know, Colombia, the moral capital of the world. And she gets fired for this. And who snitched on her? An ex-administrator. Somebody who hands out forms. She should have never been fired for this. She should have been celebrated. if there is a teacher who shows up beautiful in a bikini or a nightie, they should be celebrated, congratulated for having body confidence. And that's where it gets risky, isn't it? Students are taught to have body confidence. And then a teacher shows up in a bikini and she gets fired for that confidence. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Hi, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney, and tonight we talk about the hole in our dining room ceiling that's been there for how long?
At least 6 years.
Not that long.
It has.
Stand by.
This is the time of year when you're going to go visiting your friends and neighbors. You're going to go for holiday visits. You're just going to drop by on vacation visits. You do not want to go empty-handed. And you do not want to go with a fruitcake or a stale coffee cake. You want to go with a gift that they will appreciate. And that gift is Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. An amazing array of colors, but mostly they're made in Giza cotton. Giza cotton is like a five-star hotel in the sheets. It's an incredible experience. You get into these sheets and you're like, oh, I'm in a five-star hotel on the French Riviera. That's what it feels like with Giza cotton. Giza cotton, it comes from the Giza Plateau where pharaohs blessed the land 4,000 years ago. Now you get the benefit. Giza cotton from MyPillow. The best part about this, and I got to tell you, as a guy, this means a lot to me. You can get fitted queen, full size, king size, and twin size sheets from MyPillow. And you know what? They're never too small. How many times have you yugged and tugged and yanked the sheets onto the bottom sheets, the fitted sheets? Not with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Sheets. He has thought of that. He has measured them in such a way that it's easy to slip on the fitted sheets. The best part is, because you're a Sterling on Sunday Midnight Misfit, here's what happens. You call 800-844-0876. Then you say my name, Walter. Do it now. And the price comes down from $89.95 to $39.95. That's $50 off. 50, $50 off for what? For saying my name. 800-844-0876. Stock up on holiday gifts for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, for when you go visiting. Then you will be a star when you show up at somebody's door. 800-844-0876.
Sterling on Sunday.
Here's the best holiday gift you could get. Your own business. Finally, you are going to be your own boss. What you're going to do is invest in a franchise opportunity called Social Indoor. Social Indoor is the coolest marriage of analog and digital. What Social Indoor does, once you have selected a franchise area, is they will go to the best restrooms in that area and install beautiful computer monitors. On those computer monitors, you will decide what advertising appears. You go to your friends, your business associates, and you sell them computer advertising in the best restrooms in your area. Oh my gosh. And you make the money. You own the business. Go to this website, get the information, which is only available from a formal prospectus. Find it at socialindoor.com. Do it now. You're not going to do it tomorrow. You're going to promise you. Just go to the website, click it, socialindoor.com.
SpongeBob.
Welcome to my club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A tranquil fall-like weather scenario for the American West, with pleasant temperatures, lots of sunshine, and a bit breezy at times in both Sacramento and Las Vegas, with temperatures in the lower 70s. Up in the Pacific Northwest, the rain train has begun, with bouts of rain showers from the Alaskan Panhandle in towns of Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau, down through Seattle, Portland, and Medford, Oregon, up to the high country of Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and Montana. It's snow, with about a half a foot common, over a foot and a half in the highest elevations. This is Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we're live on a Sunday night. No one else is. This is the Midnight Misfit portion of Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. There is Mary. Mary, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, how are you?
I'm charmed to be with you.
Okay, I wanted to make a comment about what you said at the beginning of this half hour or whatever, when you said that there should be a program to blow up a joke into a cartoon, and I would like to expand on that by saying, yes, I think there should be a program like that, and then that you should blow up that cartoon into a highway billboard so that people could laugh as they were driving.
I know there must be software that does this, because
there's so many animated
cartoons online that there's no way in heck an individual is doing that. They're using a software to do it. I want to know what the name of that software is, Mary.
Well, I hope somebody tells you, because I think it would be fun to do this. And like I said, expand it so that people get a laugh when they're going down the highway, and it could be sponsored by anybody. And all they'd have to do is, you know, I'm talking about blinking lights to up on the billboard. And then if they were going down the highway, then, you know, just end it with the name of a restaurant, a bank, right? A hospital, whatever makes people feel good, right?
Mary, where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania, and I was reading a really silly book just before you came on, just before I turned the radio on and heard that. And otherwise, I'm not usually a person who is that high on silly stuff.
Well, Mary, where in Pennsylvania? It's a very big state. It's a 9-hour drive across that state.
Oh, well, yeah. I live just outside of Pittsburgh.
KDKA.
In a town.
You know, there's a strange little town just east of Pittsburgh that's deep in a valley. It's like nestled, like truly a description of a nestled in a valley town that has a huge bridge that goes over it. It's a picturesque, beautiful Christmas card type town. Do you know what town I'm talking about?
No, I'm not. I know some of the bridges, but that particular description doesn't grab me.
All right, Mary.
We have beautiful bridges out here. And we have lots of bridges. Pittsburgh is called the City of Bridges.
I am grateful that you listen.
Than any other city in the country.
I think that's true, Mary. Thank you very much for calling, but mostly thank you for listening to KDKA. Thank you. My number is 888-688-9258. There is Chef Drew. Now, Chef Drew, you're a good sport. I send you notes each week. You seem grateful for them and not annoyed by them. But I have one request, Chef Drew. You know what that is?
What is that, sir?
When you call in, tell whoever answers the phone that I am expecting your call, that I need to know that you've called in. They have to tell me that you've called in, and then I'll put you right on, because we wasted 10 minutes in the last half hour.
Well, what happened was the call dropped. It wasn't his fault at all. The call dropped. He had me on hold, said he was going to let you know, and the call dropped. And then I called back, and it took a little while for it to get answered again is all it was.
Well, things should be answered instantly when somebody calls in. But more importantly, there are two ways to let me know. One is to put it on a screen. Now, if I don't have the screen up, if I'm looking at a different screen, for example, some screen that has the word nude in it, if I'm looking at something else, the way they should tell me you're on the phone is to say it in my headphones. They can say it in my headphones. Even though I'm in the laundry room of my home, they can say it in my headphones, and then I know. Now, Chef Drew, who's the chef on luxury yachts off the coast of Miami, please share with us your luxury yacht chef story.
Will do, sir. Tonight, I want to tell you about a lumbering giant that moves like a ballerina. We during the basketball season, we see just about all the lead teams when they're in town to play with the Miami Heat. And on this particular trip, we were crewing for three of the LA Clippers starting players. The instructions were pretty simple. Request for the freshest seafood available. And you know, fresh isn't good enough for my guests. It's all about the new fish. And even for an average-sized person, moving around on these boats can be tight in certain places, like the spiral staircase that goes to the flybridge. For instance, there's barely enough space to put one foot on the thing and hold yourself up sometimes. But imagine, if you will, a 7'13" giant of a human being seemingly holding on for dear life as he's coming down the super tight spot. I was a little bit nervous that he might fall on me as he was negotiating each stair with his size 15 foot. I must say, I'm only 5'7", weigh 135 pounds, and that would have been really ugly if something like that had happened. Apparently, the poor fellow has a lot of wear and tear and seemingly has taken a toll over the years on him and walks around with enduring pain, I'm so sure. Later on that night, I was watching the game quite naturally, and I was really worried about them because after seeing how the poor fellow was moving around so slow and everything, I said, it's going to be a really hard time for him. But I was so surprised. The gentleman moved up and down the court like a prima ballerina. I was completely amazed to see how high the fellow could jump, how fast he could spin, and how many points he made that night. But it was a very short-lived thing for him, because as soon as the poor fellow got back to the boat, the only thing he cared for were ice packs. Lots and lots of ice packs.
Do you think he took painkillers?
I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so. He's a very clean fella. You know, I think they just store their energies up and stuff. And he was like the size of Shaq kind of thing. Huge guy. But to see him on that court was really amazing. My mouth was on the floor. I just couldn't believe it. I figured he'd be sitting on the bench or something. But he is a star player, so they have to perform.
What did you feed him?
That night we had fish. I don't remember exactly what fish. Probably snapper, because I always try to find snappers. Always good in Miami, especially red snapper. It's always fresh. Snappers, and they got some we had some bay shrimp that were fresh that night. We had these little boats called mosquitoes that troll around during a certain time of the year, and they happened to be out the night before. So I got like a 30-pound bag of shrimp for really, really super fresh stuff. The only problem is you have to peel them all yourself, but it's okay.
It's always amazing to me that when you buy a bag of shrimp in a supermarket, even if it's frozen, most of the time you have to peel it yourself. Is it too much to ask of prepared shrimp in a frozen bag at a supermarket? Is it too much to ask, would you please peel the darn shrimp? Because no matter how focused I am, I will leave some of that shell on the shrimp. What, don't you?
No, sir. I take my sweet time and I get it all up. It happens from time to time, for sure. But you can buy ready to go like that. But I do suggest you keep it on. Just adds a little bit more freshness. Remember, all shrimp, unless you're getting it from one of those boats I was talking about, all shrimp comes frozen, all of it. As soon as it comes from the water, gets on those gigantic boats, they freeze them immediately.
Why? Why?
Keeps them fresh. Keeps them fresh. Plus, they have to travel from far, far away. Sometimes they're coming from all the way from, you know, far east waters and what have you. So, you know, and they take really good care of it. That's one thing I will say.
Chef Drew, it's great to have you on Sterling on Sunday. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, either for cooking advice or to book you on their boat, how do they do that?
That'd be great. You can see me at Chef Drew Khani, Khani, on Facebook. You can leave me a message there, and I'll get right back to you. And I appreciate your
give it again.
Me to do my story, sir.
No, it's no problem. Give it again. Give your address again.
Sure. It's Chef Drew Khani, Khani, on Facebook.
Chef Drew, a new member of the Sterling on Sunday family, thank you very much for being with us on a beautiful Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Well, as you're getting ready to go to bed, you want to slip into beautiful quality sheets, not those ratty sheets you have. You want to go slipping into these great sheets called Giza Dream Sheets, which will send you right to the dreams of the pharaohs. You're going to sleep like a pharaoh in Giza Dream Sheets from the Giza Plateau.
The colors are the big deal. You won't believe the colors that are available, from pink to white to off-white to black. It's incredible. But the feeling, it's like slipping into the sheets at a five-star hotel on the French Riviera. But because you are a Midnight Misfit, you get a gift. $50 off. $89.95 drops to $59.95. All you have to do is say, Walter, $89.95 to $39.95. Just by saying, Walter, call 800-844-0876. Do it now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I am so lucky that Mike Doucette, owner of Northern Ad Agency, heard Sterling on Sunday, and like you, Mike said, you know, this is something special. This is a very different show, and I'll bet you Walter can sell stuff. And all of the advertising you've heard tonight was placed by Mike Doucette, owner of Northern Ad Agency. And he said, we have a great team of experts in social media advertising, and we have an expert team on radio advertising. Share that with your listener. If you own a business, you're good at law, accounting, plumbing, but you're not so good at advertising. In fact, I know you're not good at advertising. Trust me, go to an expert who has no interest except to put dollars at your door and feet on your floor. Mike Doucette, Northern Ad Agency. Go to their website, get the information. Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. This is a pragmatic, tough Midwestern company based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They know how to sell stuff.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Thank you for our first Florida story. This is near Palm Coast, Florida, a place called Flagler County. Flagler school bus driver goes through his morning route just fine, but when he comes back for the afternoon route to take the kids home, one of his coworkers notice he's acting a little drunk. So they go and tell the supervisor, and by the time she comes out there and stops him or questions him, he's already taken off, and he took off in the wrong school bus. So he goes over to the middle school, and he ends up picking up his 40 kids. They just say, okay, maybe he's in the wrong bus, whatever. He's like, get in anyway. So they're going down the road, and by the time they radio over to the middle school, he leaves again, and he beats him. And so he's just dropping the kids off as normal, and the sheriff comes up behind him. And I guess they have a CB in the school bus. And so over the radio, they're asking him, hey, you need to pull over. You need to pull over. He's just ignoring them. They call him on a cell phone, and he doesn't answer that. So he's just dropping off the kids. And eventually a sheriff's deputy pulls in front of him and stops so he can't go anywhere. And so when they go to the little folding doors for him to ask him to come out of the bus, when he comes out of the bus, he's so drunk that he falls. This is like a movie. He falls, but he hits his head. And so they can't arrest him. They have to call an ambulance, and the ambulance takes him to the hospital. When he's in the hospital, he wakes up, realizes what's going on. And so he tries to take off, but he's still wasted drunk. So the cops catch him like a block away while he's stumbling down the sidewalk, making one of the worst escape attempts ever. So finally they cuff him, they get him in a car, they take him to the station, and then they give him the breathalyzer. And even then he blows a 0.32, which is four times the legal limit. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
I'm just going to run this one by you. A Florida man leaves a bar, loses his car, steals another car, leaves it to get thrown into a house by a passing train, vandalizes a fruit stand, tries to steal a forklift, flags down a cop to help find his car, and it happened in Port St. Lucie. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Well, to finish this story about a Maryland couple, say that strangers have moved into their $379,000 house that they just bought. The wife drove by the house later the same day and saw that people were moving in. She tried to confront them, but the new tenants showed her what they claimed was a lease for the property and refused to leave. The real estate agent, Malaya King, said officers of the Prince George Police determined that the lease was not correct. Well, imagine you just buy a house and squatters show up the same day you wanted to move in. They just moved in. Now, the house had been abandoned for a while because it was foreclosed on. There was no one in the house for a long time. So these guys kept watching the house. They said, well, that looks like a place we could live. And they move in, and now they're in.
There are many places in the country where it's very difficult to get somebody who's living in a house for whatever reason to leave. Extremely difficult. There are cities where the tenant-landlord law is such that it's totally 100% in favor of the tenant. Believe it or not, as unlikely as it might seem, New York City is one of those places. In New York City, all the laws are rigged in favor of the tenant. All of them. Sometimes, let's say you take in a roommate, and you say to the roommate, okay, you can live here for 6 months. And the roommate says, great. And now you're eating granola together. You get up at the same time. You watch TV together. And at the end of 6 months, you say, okay, remember I said you got to leave after 6 months. The tenant says, no, I'm not going to leave. What do you mean you're not going to leave? No, I don't want to leave. All the laws are in favor in New York City are in favor of that person. To get that person out could take you years and years, and it has taken people years and years and years. Now, I can't imagine what's going to happen with these wackos in this house. Maybe in Prince George's County, it's more in favor of the landlord, but this is terrifying. And as more and more people get very, very poor, and as more people lose their homes, there's going to be more of these shenanigans. I want to tell you about this band. There are certain indie bands that I love. And one of the indie bands that I love now, besides Sitting on Stacy, and I love Sitting on Stacy. Just love Sitting on Stacy. But there's another one called Muna. Muna is an all-lesbian band. All three members identify as queer. And McPherson, a member of the band, identifies as non-binary. Initially wary of being pigeonholed as a queer band, Mooner later came to embrace the opportunity to use their musical fame to inspire other young people to be comfortable with their identities. This music is terrific. Isn't that great? Muna, M-U-N-A. I hope you have an opportunity to hear their music online. They've put out a couple albums. They're big deal with the crowds. The crowds go insane for them. I would have played more of that music, but I didn't get a chance to preview it. Who knows what I could have played and gotten in deep trouble for. M-U-N-A. They just played at Austin City Limits. They're a big deal band. This is what CEOs of airlines used to sound like. This is how they used to behave.
On the other side of this record is the theme song for a new advertising campaign.
Oh, wait. So this is Bob Crandall. And Bob Crandall actually sent out recordings of American Airlines' new jingles. That's right. He used to send out recordings of their new advertising.
This record is the theme song for a new advertising campaign, which will begin on March 17th. I've sent you this recording so that you and your family will have an opportunity to hear our new song before the campaign breaks. You'll be seeing and hearing the words.
And they're going to get rid of first class. Would have never happened if Bob Crandall was there. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
This slogan will be the basis of our...
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right?
All right, Sean.
Stay bright.